أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah 47 and 48 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fleeting nature of this world, the zenith, the adornment of this world, and what will be everlasting, what will continue perpetually, that will be our a'mal that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will store for us. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins the discussion, and very briefly again Allah Ta'ala describes Hisab and Kitab, standing in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. On that day we will cause the mountains to move, we will set it into motion. When we look at this world, we look at this earth, amongst the more magnificent major creations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that of the mountains. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says wal jibala awtada. Originally Allah Ta'ala explains it to be the pegs of this earth, but then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remove these pegs from this earth. And this shows that no matter how minute a thing may be, no matter how major a thing will be, it will be affected on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroys this world. The sun in its glory shines today, tomorrow it will have no shine. The moon, the stars, all of it will lose its brilliance. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing to us, that everything is temporary in its nature. Another aspect to look at this ayah, in comparison to the previous ayah, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Mountains will move from their places, it will be destroyed like carded wool. However, amal, that will remain. And that is the important aspect, that what will cause the amal to remain, that is our ikhlas, that is our sincerity. So everything gets destroyed, but our amal, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appreciates, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala preserves. Allah give us the tawfiq that we do it only for the sake of Allah. Allah grant us ikhlas, Allah grant us sincerity. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. Then Allah Ta'ala says, and you will see this world open. In other words, everything that protrudes from this earth, all of it will be removed. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. Then Allah says that we will gather them. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And we will not leave out anyone, we will not leave anyone behind. There is no exception to the attendance of the Hashar, to the attendance of coming in the presence of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا. Then man shall be presented on the day of Qiyamah safs, in lines, like how we make the sufuf for salat. That is the lines that it will be on the day of Qiyamah. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that there will be 120 sufuf. How wide it will be, that only Allah Bari Ta'ala knows. But out of that 120 sufuf, 80 sufuf will be the ummah of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How would man come? لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will come to us. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Like how we created you the first time. Like how man is ushered into this earth, into this world, that is how man will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, or that is how man will present himself on the day of Qiyamah, unclothed, barefooted, and in that way uncircumcised in the hadith man will stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she heard this hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that man will be unclothed, then Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha began to wonder, how is it possible? Wouldn't there be behayai? Wouldn't there be shamelessness? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Aisha, people will be caught up in their own issues, in their own thoughts, that everybody will be looking up, they will be having their gazes up, and nobody will look at anybody at that time. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kama khalaqnakum awwala marratin. Allah ta'ala says that how you'll come the first time, and Allah says you will come alone. You will come alone. There will be no groupings. There will be no assistants. There will be no advocates. There will be no one to plead your case. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the shafa'at of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and others. Bal za'amtum allan naj'ala lakum maw'ida. Allah says, nay, but you had this za'am, you had this thought within yourself, and you had made this declaration that there is no maw'ida, there is no appointed promised time that you will meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now you are shown to be incorrect, and now you are shown to be false insofar as your claim that qiyamah will never ever take place. So in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us this glimpse of the day of qiyamah, that we are all going to go to Allah Rabbul Izzat the way we came into this world furada, how we came alone. That is how we are going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.